If you're in a market that's slowing down, rents aren't going to go down and slow down. They are actually going to drop in certain areas. So if you're predicting a 10% rent growth, and when in reality it's maybe 1% or negative, that's where I see one of the huge problems.
All right, Jake and Gino here, and today we are discussing a recent article by Multi Housing News. Okay, their readers were surveyed, and they came up with their top challenges for 2023, and here's what the folks said. 74%, an overwhelming majority, stated that interest rates and available capital were the straits and available. Okay, that's their opinion. 12% cited slower rent growth, while 9% were concerned with inflationary pressures. Gino, what are you thinking about all this? And give me your analysis and breakdown here, sir.
Bro. We're so brainwashed. No one's talking about the recession. We're in a recession right now. We're losing
jobs.
There's
no such thing as a recession anymore.
I mean, like, more people think about interest rates and that than you're talking about DeSantis versus Kristen. More people like that and were into that than actually voting for DeSantis. Think about that for a second. You have such more majority thinking about interest rates and capital. Really? That's what we're thinking about? We're not thinking about, and even rents going down, only 12%. Rents are going to decelerate and are going to go down in certain markets with population loss and jobs being lost. Because when Salesforce lays off 10,000 people working at home in their underwear, guess what? A lot of those people got to go to the dry cleaners. They got to go to the pizzerias. Other jobs are going to be lost. I don't think people understand.
Gino, you're getting to the point too quick, but you have to understand the motivation from the 74%. So if we went too fast, 74% stated that interest rates and available capital was their top challenge. Now let's look at the narcissistic, self-interested population that is the United States.
Okay? I love that, bro. You're right. I jumped the gun too.
I'm going to tell you why. Yeah, no, I'm going to tell you why. So the folks reading Multi-Housing News, probably majority of them syndicators out there raising capital, okay? So when interest rates go up, guess what? It's going to be harder to get deals done. There's going to be less available capital. So as the syndicator or the fund, oh, guess what's drying up now? The acquisition fees, the fee game, the money, okay? All that stuff that the people on the front end are getting paid to do is going bye-bye and being drastically reduced. And that's why they're stating that as the top challenge. The top challenge is preventing them from getting paid, but they're not looking at it from an operator standpoint, okay? You're looking at it saying, I own real property. I need to make sure that unemployment does not come down and destroy my rental yields. Because ultimately, when there's a recession, to your point, when people get laid off, that's what starts to hurt the rental market when people can't pay rent. And I think that's the major component that's missing from this article.
I've got a mirror here. Let's pretend this is a mirror. This is what's
it looks like, a cellular telephono for the people on, this is what's happened. On YouTube.
This is what's happened over the last 2 years. Gino's going in to rent an apartment. The manager goes, hey, Gino, here's a mirror. I fogged the mirror. Okay, apartment rented. And I'll even give you another 20% on top of what I'm paying today. It was so easy to rent apartments over the last 2 years, right? Wasn't it easy? Basic layup. I mean, and now all of a sudden things are changing.
Like never before. It was that easy. It was sight unseen. Give me whatever you got.
Absolutely. Exactly. And you know what? What's the price? 12 months. I'm all in. Now, all of a sudden, even in our market, with population growth and with jobs still growing out there, it's more challenging. And when they say decelerating rents, you better be careful. If you're in a state that people are fleeing, or a market where they're actually delivering more units, no one talks about this absorption and delivery rate. I've been looking at Berkadia. The trend was 2020, 2021, a lot of apartments were being absorbed, meaning taking off the market, then being delivered. Now, what do builders do? They continue to build until they fall off a cliff. Well, 2022, 2022 and 2023, there's a lot of units being delivered. And now all these people that were fogging mirrors, guess what? They can go elsewhere and look for other deals. So make sure that your market doesn't
and
have
introductory rates, right? Because you know the builders, they come off nice and low to get you in, and then they jack you after 12 months. So.
Isn't it funny how you like that, those words? Like, the brokers are amazing with material value add, right? Introductory rates. They're such great marketers. Bro, you're having problems selling the property.
They get it from Fidel Sassoon, okay? It sounds fancy, all right?
Well, let's talk about that then. Now, that to me, that I see that as one of the challenges. If you're in a market that's slowing down, rents aren't going to go down and slow down. They are actually going to drop in certain areas. So if you're predicting a 10% rent growth, and when in reality it's maybe 1% or negative, that's where I see one of the huge problems going on right now. Not people. I'm talking about people who own assets right now. Forget about buying them. As you're buying them, all of a sudden prices have to come down. The cost of capital has gone up. Prices are going to have to come down. We're going into a recession. That's the reality. If you're owning assets right now, you better start working on your systems for your property management company. And if you're using third-party property management, you better get some type of cadence going on. Let's be proactive. Ryan Serhant spoke at our Multifamily Mastery 5 event last year. We had 1,200 people. We're having one this year in October. Go to the Jake and Gino website, check it out. He talked about there's a recession coming. We know it. How do you prepare for it? Be proactive and do the same thing in your third-party property management company, because that's what's happening. Be proactive about it. Start creating some KPIs. Start creating whatever you need to as far as delinquency reports, vacant rented, vacant unrented, how many people are actually applying to rent in your apartments, how many leases are terminated, how many leases are being broken. Understand what the KPIs are and start building that out, because that's where I see the big pain point coming in, is people trying to manage these apartments, and especially people who have bought deals in the last 12 to 18 months on bridge debt, on stabilized assets, trying to push up these rents, and they're going to get caught right now. That's where I see the big point happening. And I'll leave you with two words, Jake: rescue capital. We're going to be seeing a lot of that in the next 12 to 18 months. That's where I see another pain point in this market.
It's like we've been doing this for a while, and you just put it on the tee for me, and you say, hey, knock it out of the park, big dog. And I say, thank you, Gino. I appreciate that. And Gino's talking about, hey, here's some of the issues. This is what's going on, and you got to get prepared. Well, we're going to give you the opportunities that you need to get prepared for. Number one, it's joint ventures. Like we just did, we just closed 128 units. Gino and I JV'd. We went out, we bought the deal with internal capital. We made it happen. That's a huge opportunity, especially for number two, loan assumptions. You have 3.5% interest rate there. Guess what? You're going to get a premium for your property because you followed the third pillar of Jake and Gino's framework, which is finance right. And number three, hey, if you're willing to suck it up, there's killer deals out there right now, even at higher interest rates. If you can buy right, you get in at a higher rate, wait for the future to happen, rates come down a little bit, operate, get the rents up. There's going to be value add deals out there that people are going to be exiting. You may be paying a higher interest rate, but your price per door is going to go down. You find those deals, you're also in a very good spot. Now, Gino's giving me a four. I don't know what four is, but he's saying, hey, four, Omaha, Omaha, and I'm going to volley it back to him. What you got?
I'm going to audible you. You forgot one of the most important ones. Seller finance in this market right now. What's going on? We got our deal seller financed. I got $450,000 in this deal. That is the opportunity. You have to understand the opportunities. You have to learn the opportunities. Don't wait for the market to crash. Now is the time to get into multifamily.
Yes.
Because if Jake and Gino, if I had said to myself back in 2011, Jake, you know what? You're getting married. You know, let's forget about this multifamily thing until the market comes back. Well, I wouldn't be here right now. And I'm telling you, now is the opportunity to get into multifamily, because you're going to need a few months to pick your market, to start creating those broker relationships, to start networking, to start telling people what you do. And as you're doing all that, the market's going to take care of itself, and you're going to learn, and you're going to learn to create those relationships. Hit me up, Gino@JakeandGino.com, and I'll send you out Wheelbarrow Profits on how to learn the three-step framework and take advantage of the opportunities that are coming in this market cycle.
Learn to be an investor in all parts of the market cycle. Very well said, sir. Gang, as always, we believe in buying deals for the long term. Think in decades. I'm Jake. He's the G-Daddy. We got to get it on the license plate. He's the G-Daddy, and we make it happen. We'll see you next time.